Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevamos Daf Tes Zayin. We begin right on the top line. Okay, so we're back to the sugya of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding Tzoras Erev. Reuben and Shimon were brothers. Reuben passes away without children. He was married to two Nashim, Rachel and Leah, Rachel being an Erva to Shimon, surviving brother Shimon's daughter. Leah was the other wife, the competing wife, so to speak, the Tzara. Rachel is certainly not going to fall Ligibum because she's an Erva on Shimon. What about the Tzara? Beshame say, Tzara goes Ligibum. So the brothers apply Yibum to the Tzara, whereas Beis Hillel hold, just as the Erev is Pater from Yibum, that Ptur extends and spills over to the Tzara as well. We pass like Beis Hillel, but did Beis Shammai actually carry out their Halacha? Did they apply Yibum to a Tzara or not? That was the question. The question that we were dealing with the last few days. And we sort of proved it yesterday from a brisa where it seemed like Beis Shammai did actually apply their halacha lemaisa. They applied yibum to the tzara tashma. Here comes another raya. Then, in fact, that halacha was carried through. B'mei Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas. The following story took place during the lifetime of Rabbi Doisa, the son of Harkinas. Hutra tzaras habas la'achin. It became accepted that the tzaras erva, Tzoras Habas, falls to Yibum. The brothers apply Yibum. Shema mina osu, shema mina. This is a clear raya that indeed they did carry out Beis Shammai Shita. Gufa, let's review the halacha again. We had a story that happened. Bimei Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas, hitiru Tzoras Habas la'achin. They were mate Tzoras Habas to the brothers for Yibum. V'haya hadavar kashal chacham. Chacham had a very hard time dealing with this, because they knew that the halacha is meant to follow Beis Hillel. That's how we pask. And since this took place in the time of Rabbi Doisa, who was a great chacham, v'pnei chacham gadla, he was a great chacham, and they thought he was the source. He was the one who paskened. He was the one that ruled to be matir tzoras habas in accordance with Beis Shammai. And they were going to try to undo this somehow. He was a big chacham, ve'enav kamu, milavei le'Beis HaMedrash. His eyes were no longer functioning properly, and he couldn't come to the Beis HaMedrash. So they were going to try to figure out a way to go over to him and question him and challenge him and try to rescind this ruling in order that the tzibur follows Beis Hillel. Amar, so they said, Amru, mi yelech v'yedienu v'yedia, he was going to go visit Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinas and inform him, tell him that, you know, we're meant to follow Beis Hillel, not Beis Shammai. Amar lehen Rabbi Shua, so Rabbi Shua volunteered. He says, ani yelech, I'm going to go. V'achrav mi, who's going to go after him? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'achrav mi, after him, who's going to join? Rabbi Akiva. Holchu, all three went, v'omdu al Pesach Beisai. And they went and they stood by his by the doorway of his home. Nichnasa shivchasa. So his maidservant went into him. Armelin, and she tells him, Rabbi, Chachmi Yisrael born etzlach. Look, such chashev visitors. Chachmi Yisrael came. Armelin, he tells her, you can't, so let them come in. V'nichnasa, and they went in. So as we mentioned, he couldn't really see well. Tafsei l'Rabbi Shua, so he grabbed hold of Rabbi Shua, v'shiveyu al mito shalzov, and placed him, sat him down on a golden bed. Omar loy, so Rabbi Shua turns to Rabbi Doisa, Rabbi, emar l'tomidecha achar v'yeshev. You should also tell the other Talmud to sit down. I'm not alone, I have company. Omar loy, so Rabbi Doisa tells him, mihu, who's the other Talmud here? So he told him, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omar, so he said, he was so impressed. V'yesh le ben Azariah chavireinu. Do you mean to say our friend Azariah had a son who's a tzaddik, who's a chacham? Wow. How lucky. Kara olav ha-mikra hazeh, he applied this pasuk, na'ar ha-yisi gam zakanti. I was younger and then I became older. And I saw that Hashem does not forsake a tzaddik. A tzaddik has a son who continues in his footsteps. V'lo ra'isi tzaddik nezov. V'zarim v'akish lachim. I never saw that a tzaddik should have a zera should be desperate for lechem, for whether gashmi is, whether ruchni is. Ultimately, the tzaddik achieves success even amongst his descendants. Tafsoy v'yeshivoy al mitay shel zav. Once again, he sat him down on a golden bed. Amar loy, so Yeshua follows through again. He says, there's still a third one here. Rebbe, emar l'talmidcha achar v'yeshev. You should invite your other Talmud to sit down as well. Amar loy, so Rabbi Daisy asks him, who's the third Talmud? I can't see. Umiyu. So he told him, Akiva, the son of Yosef, Akiva ben Yosef, famous Rabbi Akiva. Amar loy, so Rabbi Daisy says to him, Ata who? Akiva ben Yosef? Do you mean to say you're the famous Akiva ben Yosef? Sheshimcha hoylich misayif oil matsayif, whose fame and reputation spreads through the entire world? Shebni shev, sit my son, sit down. Kamoyscha yiru b'Yisrael. There should be many like you amongst Klal Yisrael. Okay, so after this nice welcome, they figured they'll get to the point. But they couldn't get to the point right away. They didn't want to make it a threatening confrontation. So they decided they'll beat around the bush. They'll engage him in other halachas, and ultimately they'll arrive at the halacha of Tzoras Erev. So what do? Hizchilu misavivim oisoy b'halachas. They started discussing all kinds of halachas. Achi yigiu l'Tzoras Abbas, until they got to the point to Tzoras Abbas. Amar lei, they figured, okay, now it's a good time. They ask him, Tzoras Abbas ma'o. What's the halacha when it comes to Tzoras Erev? Shimuter liyib ma'as. Amar lei, he says, look, I'll tell you the truth. It's an old machlokes. Machlokes b'shama y'b'silo. Okay, so they asked him, halacha k'divrei mi? Who does the halacha follow? Amar Lansi says, well, of course, halacha k'b'silo. Tzoras Erev is asur. When they heard this, they were surprised. Because they had figured that he was the catalyst, he was the source of that halacha, that we follow b'shama y'amar lei. So they tell him, alay m'shimcha amru. In your name, it's been said that halacha k'b'shama y'that the Tzoras Erev is mutter. Amar Lamsi, he tells them, check your sources. Doisa shematim? When you heard that I hold like Beishamai, was it Rabbi Doisa ben Harkinus? With the name Doisa attached to it? Or rather Ben Harkinus shematim. Only Ben Harkinus. Was it the son of Harkinus? Or specifically myself, Ben Doisa, Rabbi Doisa? Unbelievable. He says, look, we didn't realize there was a difference. Chayi Rebbe, in the life of Rebbe, they were making a shvo, we promised, Stam Shemano. Actually, it was not the name of Rabbi Deisha ben Harkinus, it was Ben Harkinus, and we thought it was you. Amalem, oh, that's the mistake. It wasn't me. It was my brother. Ben Harkinus, my brother. Yoinus and Ben Harkinus, my brother. Ach Katan Yishli, I have this young brother, Bechor Satan. Bechor Satan who? He's very smart. He's like a Bukhar, like the oldest child, very smart, intellectual. And he's a Satan, Rashi says. He's very adamant when it comes to his position. He's not gonna concede too easily. Actually, in the Ein Yaakov, there's a Gersa Bukhar Shannon. The printer must have mixed up the Nun and Vav and turned into a Tes. So it was, instead of Satan, Shannon, meaning very sharp. The Yenison Shemoy, his name is Yenison, and that's who you heard it from. The halacha that you hear going out there, it's not me, it's Ben Harkinus, Yenis Ben Harkinus. He's the source of that shita. And yeah, he's Behubi Talmide Shammai. Of course, he's from the Talmide Shammai, and that's why he holds that it's Eretz Erva's Mutter, but of course, I disagree. Now, if you want to take him on, be careful. He's very sharp. Vizaru. Be careful that he doesn't throw you off with his halachas, meaning that he doesn't win the debate. He has 300 answers to any question that can be posed when it comes to Tzoras Abbas. And he has 300 reasons she is muteris, that she is muter. But I'll tell you the truth, I disagree. Because that's the Kabbalah and Klal Yisrael that Tzoras Abbas is also. Aval mei dani alai, shmaim vartz. I present heaven as earth as witnesses. Shall meducha zu, he's pointed at a certain stool, an overturned mortar. On this mortar, Yoshav Chagai Hanavi v'amar. Chagai Hanavi sat down, he said, three halachis. V'amar shloisha dvar. In the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, this is a Kabbalah. Number one, Tzara Sabas Asura, like Beis Hillel. Number two, Amoinu, three unrelated halachis. Number two, Amoinu Moyev Asrin Masur Ani B'Shvius. We're going to get to this soon. And Amoinu Moyev, the lands next to Yisrael, they don't really have to Shvius. So they worked the land on Shemitah, and they were Masakin that they should separate Maser for the Aniyim, so that the Aniyim have what to live from during Shemitah, when the land in Eretz Yisrael is fallow and not producing much Maser on it. So that was number two. Number three, Umakablin Gerim Min HaKarduyin U Min HaTarmudim. These nations, Karduyim, Tarmudim, they can supply Gerim, we can accept Gerim from them. We assume them to be pure Goyim, as opposed to a concern of perhaps that they're really Mamzerim, they're the children there are from Bnei Yisrael that live with the Goyim, and the resulting child is a Mamzer. No, we're not concerned about that, and therefore we can accept Gerim from these lands, from these nations. In any case, Rabbi Deis ben Harkness wasn't putting up a fight. Quite the contrary, he was supporting their opinion. I know b'Kabbalah from Chagai Hanavi, Tzoras Abbas is Asur, like Beis Hillel. It's my brother who's at fault. He's the one spreading that halacha that she's mutter. We learned in a brisa. On the way out, they were looking for him. Kshenichnasu, when they went into the home, nichnasu pesach echad. They came on all three through one door. Kshayatsu, when they left, yatsu b'shleisha pesach. They went out each one through a different doorway. Tosis brings two pshatim. Either number one, because they were concerned that they were going to encounter him and he's going to win them over. Now, if they're all three together, they have to concede to him, and the halacha will become established like that. So they avoided confronting him. They went through different ways. This way, at most, he'll win over one chacham, but not the other ones. Inami, another pshat says, Tosis, they went out through three different doors to try to find him, hoping they're going to meet him outside. In fact, that's what happened. Pagabai Berakiva. So, Rabbi Yenis, his brother, meets up with Rabbi Kiva on the way out. Actually, he asked Rabbi Kiva some strong kasha and learning. Va'ikme, and Rabbi Kiva responded. He answered the kasha. So Yonasan ben Harkness was very impressed with Rabbi Kiva. Amar Leis, he tells him, Atu Akiva, you are the famous Akiva, Sheshimcha Hoylich Mitzayfa, Oilam Atzayfa, whose fame and name and reputation spreads throughout. Ashrecha Shazakisa L'Shem. Fortunate are you, lucky are you that you are Zeicha to such a great name. But here came the punchline. He was trying to hint him regarding the halacha of Tzoras Abbas. Apparently he knew what they were coming for. So he throws by him a subtle message. But I'm not going to agree to you when it comes to Tzoras Abbas. Not that. V'adayin lo yigata l'roi yibakar. You haven't reached the madrega of the royim, the shepherds who would shepherd the bakar, the large animals. Amar Loi, so Rekiva responds, you're right. Amar Loi Rekiva, v'afilu l'roi yitzayin. I haven't even reached the level of the roi yitzayin of the gentle, of the sheep animals. Even that I haven't reached. So what do they have in mind? So Marsha says, what they meant is like this. Although I know, right? Yenison, I know that Chagai Hanavi has been quoted as saying Tzoras Abbas is Asur. But he's from the last Nevi'im. Right? The Mishnah in Saita says, Mishameisu Chagai is a Chayiv or Malachi, Batla Nevu. No longer have Nevu. They were the last Nevi'im. So they were sort of on the bottom of the list of Nevi'im. So although he, Chagai Hanavi, is testifying as such that Tzoras Abbas is Asur, but go back to the previous Nevi'im, the ones that are Rayi Bakar, the ones that were more chashev than the last Nevi'im. They were the ones that tended to the large animals. Greater Madrega. Earlier Nevi'im. He can't match up to them. Therefore, I don't have to... let's not rely on his sheet. Rabbi Kiva responds, V'afilu l'roi yitzayin. You're making a mistake. He didn't initiate this concept. It came back from the Kabbalah of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a roi yitzayin, who pastured the sheep of his father-in-law Yisrael. He was a source of this halacha. It's Kabbalah of Halacha Meshim Sinai that Atzoras Habas is Asur. It's based on Xerus Shava, which were Makal from Sinai, and therefore we stick to our guns. So he quoted three halachas in the name of Chagai Hanavi. Tzoras Abbas Asura. Number two, Amoin Umoyav Ma'asrin Ma'asur Ani B'Shvis. How did this come about? Damar Ma'az, we learned. Ha'abrei Kracham. There were many cities. Kav Shu'oyle Mitzrayim. The Bnei Yisrael, on the way into Eretz Yisrael, coming out of Mitzrayim, they captured. They were Mekadosh. But then when they left Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and came back by second Beis HaMikdash, they did not recapture those towns. In which case, it stays non-Kaddish. Why? Because the Kedusha expires once Yisrael leave the land. Kedusha of the land is dependent upon our presence there. Kedusha Rishayna, the initial Kedusha, when they came into Yisrael the first time, Kitcha L'Shata was a temporary Kedusha. For the time being, as long as Yisrael are present in Eretz Yisrael, V'loi Kitcha L'Shadlavei, but it was not Kaddish for all time. That's the Shita. About it, but this Shita held that it's not Kaddish L'Shad Lavei, and therefore, when they came back, they left out some Mekaymes, V'Nicham. They did not incorporate these lands of Ammon and Moav right outside Eretz Yisrael, right outside the Yarden. K'dei sheyismchu aleihem aniyim b'shvis. This way they can work the land on Shemitah, because it's not Eretz Yisrael. And now, the aniyim can have sustenance, they can be supplied with leket, shikha, peya, maser oni. This was a special takana, and this was taught by Chagai Hanavi. Number three, umakablum gerim, minakarduyim, batarmudim. We're not concerned about these nations, perhaps they have mamzerim there. No, we're not concerned that the Jewish daughters mixed into those nations and produced mamzerim by living with the goyim. We're not concerned, and therefore we treat them as pure goyim who are eligible for gerus. Eini, is that so? V'atani rami bar yecheskel. We learned in a brisa. Ein makablum gerim, minakarduyim. We're concerned that perhaps there are mamzerim there. Amar Rav Ashi, kartuyim itmar. When the brisa tells us we're not makabel gerim from these places, it's not karduyim with a dalad, rather kartuyim, it's a different place. Kedamri inshi kartuyim psulim, this nation, these kartuyim are pasul. But karduyim are kosher. V'kedamri, there's another version of this account, toni rami bar yecheskel, we had a kasher. Here we say Makabal Gerim from the Karduyim people, from Tamudim people, and there we have a Braisa, Tony Rambari Cheskel, and Makabal Gerim Minahar Kartuyim. So he said it with a tough, and the Gemara thought perhaps it's the same thing, Kartuyim and Karduyim are the same. My love should not assume Hanya Kartuyim, Hanya Karduyim, Kartuyim, Karduyim, is all the same thing. Rav Ashi came and he says, no, I'm Rav Ashi, the big difference, a different nation. Loi Kartuyim Lechud. Those are the psulim. The karduy lechud, karduy are separate. Those are the ksherim. Kedam inshi, as is commonly said, kartuye are the ones that are psili. They're the ones that are mamzerim. Okay, so we have the pshad in all three things. Tzoras Habas is asur. There is maser ani to be given in Ammon and Moav territory, and the karduyim and the tarmudim are assumed to be pure non-Jews and are eligible for gerus. Here we have a dissenting view. Rabbi Yechon v'Savya, Damer Tavari, they both said, no, ein mekavlum gerim mina tarmudim. By the Talmud people, we are concerned that there are some mamzerim mixed in there, and therefore, we don't accept gerim, because a mamzer cannot join the, cannot marry into Kol Yisrael. Says the Gemara, umi omar Rabbi Yechon hachi. Is it so that Rabbi Yechon is concerned about this concern? V'atzenam we looked at a mission. Kolak somim haboim mina rekim tohirim. So we're speaking about ksamim of anida. So those stains, if they're Jewish stains, they're tamim. But if they belong to a non-Jew, a non-Jewish woman has a stain, that stain doesn't have tumas nida. So all stains that arrive from the town of Rechem are presumed to be non-Jewish stains, and they're tar. Rabbi Yehuda Matami, he's concerned that perhaps it is from Yisraelis, and therefore he considers it a tamim. Because although There are a lot of going there, but who are concerned about the Yisraelim that live there. V'toyin. And although they strayed, Rashi says, Himiru dasam, they strayed from Yiddishkeit, but, and they took on the non-Jewish religion, but they're still considered Yisrael, and their dam is tamei. Oh, so Rashi, Tosfos says an interesting thing. Tosfos says that in Rechem there were still Yisraelim. He says even though there were Yisraelim in Rechem, brings the writing Mishnah and Gittin, they brought a get from Rechem. He says, but we're not concerned that the Kesem, this is according to Tanakam, we're not concerned that the Kesem that arrived from that town is from the Yisrael resident. Because he says, Yisraelim amatsnim ksmeim, they hide their ksamim. They're dignified, they hide their ksamim. So any Kesem coming from Rechem is presumed to be from the non-Jew, and this tar. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees because he says even the other segments of population in this Rechem area are considered to be Jews, because most of the people there are Gerim. Either you have the Yisraelim or you have the Gerim, who although they abandoned their Jewish faith are still considered Jewish, and therefore their Kesem is tummy. Rashi says here, Rashi is four lines from the bottom. V'toyim, shimiru dasam, v'gozra kismayim. So although they strayed, they left their religion, but they still have the tumah of a kesem. Sha'av api shechatu shimiru, even though they converted, yisra'elim heim. Right, we know the Yisrael, af api shechatu Yisrael. We still identify them as Yisraelim with all the halachis that accompany a Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. However, if you find the kesem from between the goyim, so that's tar, because the goy does not have tumas kesem. Okay, so this is the general formula: kesem that arrived from a goyish place, tar; from a Jewish place, is tamei. But even though we had a kash on this mission, kapasik v'tani, you see, the Mishnah states it as a fact: if it comes from oivik kechavim, it's tar. So Kapasik Batani, it states it as an absolute clear fact, any kesem that arrives from between the goyim, from a goyisha town, is tar. Vafilum in Tarmud, even from the Tarmud area, which basically means that there's no chashash. We don't suspect that there are Yisraelim there, Mamzerim there. They're pure non-Jews. Vamar b'yechanan, zoyisay meres. We can deduce from here, mekablin geir mitarmud. That we can accept a ger that comes forth from Talmud because they're Avdi Kechavim. They're not Yisraelim Mamzerim. They're pure Avdi Kechavim. And likewise, the Kesem that comes from Talmud is Tar because it's from a non-Jew. How is this compatible? How is this consistent with the earlier Rabbi Yechanan? You're not allowed to become a ger from Talmud. We're concerned that they're not going. They're just Yisraelim Mamzerim. Perhaps you'll say Zois v'le Svirle. Older Rabbi Yechon says we can deduce from here Zois and Meres that Tarmud are pure non-Jews. Zois v'le Svirle. He was just commenting on the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah's opinion. He himself doesn't hold to that opinion. He holds that even in Tarmud there's a concern about Israel. As he said earlier, that we don't accept Gerim from Tarmud who is suspected of being Israel Mamzerim. How can you say that? Vav Rabbi Yechon. Halacha Kestam Mishnah. Bechon himself tells us we're meant to follow an anonymous Mishnah. You can't negate a Mishnah. Amrei Ninu, we'll leave the Rabbi Yechon. Two versions of Rabbi Yechon. According to one version, we always follow the Stam Mishnah. In which case, over here, we have a riot that the Talmud are considered to be Goyim. But there's another version. There's another other Amiraim disagreed with this concept of Halacha Kestam Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon never said that. And We treat each Mishnah, each halacha separately, in which case it can very well be that Rabbi Yechon personally didn't hold this halacha of the Mishnah. He held that in Talmud there's a concern about the presence of Yisrael. And what was the concern? The concern was that perhaps some Bnei Yisrael got mixed in there, and the child that was born from the relationship, from the union between a Bas Yisrael and a Goy, According to this opinion, the Gemara is considered a mamzer. If he's a mamzer, he can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Oh, as the Gemara explains, mitarim with my time alive. What's wrong with accepting gerim from Talmud? If they're goyim, great, megayir. If they're Israel, it's even better. What could be a concern with taking people from Talmud? Says the Gemara, there's a concern about mamzerus. How exactly did that come about? Pligibo, there was machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Vesavia as to what happened over there. Chadam, I want to explain Mishma Avdi Shleima. Concerned about the Avodim of Shleima, Rashi says they were wealthy and powerful and goyim. And they lived in this place. And we're concerned that perhaps they coerced the Bnei Yisrael to be with them and their children, Mamam Zerim. Vechadam, the other one explained Mishma Bnei Yisraelim. Concerned about the daughters of Yisraelim that were abused and their children. And now Mamzer. We understand the Avdi Shleima concern. Because he's of the opinion that a guy, an Eved, who lives with the Bas Yisrael, produces a Mamzer. But if the concern is Bnei Yisraelim, what's the concern? Why would the a child of a Bnei Yisraelim be a mamzer? So according to the first pshat, Avdi Shleima, they're Avadim. Avadim. They marry Bas Yisrael, Avad is a mamzer. And they were present in Talmud. But Bnei Yisraelim, what's wrong with that? Pligibo Rav Yosef Rabban. There's machlag between these two. Rav Vitarvayu Mishmei, the Rabba Barachan. They were both quoting Rabba Barachan, who explained what happened. Chadam, I want to explain like this. So two versions of what happened. Either Chadamar Tresar Alfi Gavri, during the time of Churban, there were 12,000 men, soldiers, Vishita Alfi Kashtuye, plus 6,000 arrow shooters that arrived in Yerushalayim. Vichadamar, one explained, Tresar Alfi Gavri, there were 12,000 men, 12,000 goyim, Uminayu, and from them, meaning amongst the 12, were Shita Alfi Kashtuye, 6,000 arrow shooters, and b'shah she'nichnasu avdi kechavim la'heichal, when the goyim arrived and attacked the heichal, hakol nifnu al kesef v'zav, everybody went to look for the gold and silver, to loot the treasures of Yerushalayim. V'heim, but these individuals, nifnu b'nei Yerushalayim, they turned to attack b'nei Yerushalayim, she'nemar noshem b'tzion, inu b'sulis bar Yehuda, and therefore concerned about the offspring of these unions, which are mamzerim. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, another statement from the same Amora. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Pasuk said the following Pasuk. Who authored it? Who said it? Sar Ha'olam Amro, Rashi says this is a specific malach called Sar Ha'olam. Nar Ha'yisi Gamzakanti. I used to be young, I became old. Who said it? It must have been a malach. Man Amri, who could have said it? Ilam Kuchabrichu Hashem himself? Mi'ika Zikna Kameh? Is there a concept of aging by Hashem? Impossible. Velo David Amri. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Maybe David HaMelech said, "Mi kashish kuli hai." Since when was David HaMelech so old? He was just barely 70 years old. Elish ma'amino. This proves that it was said by the Sar Ha'olam, Sar Ha'olam Amri. Va'amar b'shmo b'nachmeinu or yenis. My dechsev. What does the pasuk mean? Yodai porasor. Al kol machmodeh. Kol Yisrael's enemy reached out and took the most precious possessions. Who's that? Ze Amonimoyev, these nations of Amonimoyev, who came to attack the Torah during Churban Beis Hamikdash. B'shoah she'nichnasu Avdi Gichavim la'hichl. When the Avdi Gichavim arrived and attacked the Hichl, Hakol nifnu al kesef v'zav. Everybody turned to the gold and silver. V'heim nifnu al sefer Torah. Amonimoyev. They knew what to attack. They attacked the sefer Torah. Why? They felt threatened by the sefer Torah. Amru, they said, Ze, this scroll, this sefer Torah, which contains the following, which cuts us out of Klal Yisrael. Shekasa by lo yavei amoini umayavei b'kal Hashem. This Torah that negates us, doesn't allow us to join a special nation. Yisod of Beish has to be burnt. Tziva Hashem liYaakov sviv of tzorof. Once we're on the topic of Megillas Eicha, pasuk says Hashem instructed that around Yaakov, around Yisrael, there should always be tzorof. Those that torment Klal Yisrael, even in Golis, we have them sitting around us. Amarav, Kigoyin Humanyo, this is a town Humanyo which contained people from Amon and Moav, Lepumnahara, near the town of Pumnahara, where Jews resided. So even in Babel, the Ammonim followed them to Babel, just as they surrounded them, they were next to them in Eretz Yisrael, made life difficult for them in Babel as well. Okay, so we learned a sugya about Avid Kechav, Be'evet, Hababas Yisrael, according to some shittas, the Vlad is Mamzer. What about the other way around? A Yisrael who lived with the Avid Kechav, Avedes Kechav. What happens then? So actually, the Gemara is going to conclude soon, that's what we're passing today, that it all follows, it's all about the mother. Mother's Jewish, child's Jewish. Mother's not Jewish, child's not Jewish as well. That's going to be the Maskana Sagamar. Then here comes a new sheet. This sheet will hold that if Yisrael has a union with the Ovedes Kechav, so even if the mother is non-Jewish, the child has a din of Yisrael, Yisrael moms. So this is the opposite of the previous Gemara. Previous Gemara was the guy who is Baal Bas Yisrael, had relations with the Bas Yisrael. So the child here isn't a Yisrael kosher, he's a Yisrael mamzer, he's affected by his father. Here we go the other way. A Yisrael lived with an Ovedes Kechavim, according to this Shita coming up, the child is going to be somewhat Jewish, a mamzer. Because again, we reckon, we include the father into the equation. Amar vidam arvas. And therefore, what's halacha l'maisa? Ovid Kechavim. Shekidesh bizmanazeh. Nowadays, a plain guy, decides to be mekadesh an isha. He goes over to a bas yisrael, is mekadesha. No, a guy can't do kedushin. Choishishim the kedushin. We're concerned that the kedushin is valid. She needs a get. Why? He's a guy. Shema maaseres hashvatim. We're concerned that perhaps he's a member of the aseres hashvatim, who were sent into galus asher. Who knows? Maybe he's Jewish. And therefore, sorry. Vaseres HaShvatim, who means he's a descendant of the Aseres HaShvatim. Let's go to Rashi here. 7 lines from the bottom. Maaseres HaShvatim, so perhaps one of the members of the Aseres HaShvatim married a Goyisha woman, and they had children, and this child is a descendant of that union, in which case he's a Yisrael. He's a mamzer, but he's a Yisrael. Shenasu Ovedes Kechav. Kasavar. Now we're of the opinion that the Ovedes Kechav Mashiyodim Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. If a Goyisha woman gave birth from a Yisrael, Yisrael lived with a Goyisha woman, the child is Jewish, he's a Mamzer, and therefore V'choshesh and the Kedushin Mamzer, we have to be concerned that this Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. Big Kedush. A couple of things. First of all, a Yisrael that was Baal Ovedes Kechav, the child is still Jewish. Number two, that V'choshesh, that any random guy relates back to Aseres HaShvatim. The Gemara is going to ask on that. So you tell me, Choshen the Kedushin, Shema Aseres HaShvatim, V'akol the Parish, Muru B'Parish. Halacha is, you find a piece of meat in the street. You don't know if it's kosher or not kosher. Take a look at the city. If most stores are selling kosher meat, call the Parish, something which was separated from the bunch, Mirul Parish, you assume it came from the majority. Mstama relates to the most. If there's more percentage of kosher meat, this is a kosher meat. So going the street, why would you relate him, why would you identify him as a Ben Aseres HaShvatim? Most people in the world are playing Goyim. And it says, the Gemara Beduchta de Kvi. You went to the place where they reside. The place where the Aseres HaShvatim were taken to. That's their domain, that's their territory. In this case, we don't follow Reif. This is their territory. It's like the halacha of back to the meat. You approach a store. You buy meat, you go home, you forgot which store you went to. You're not sure, you have a suffix where you went. Did I walk into the kosher store or the non-kosher store? In this case, even though most stores in the city are kosher, you can't say it's kosher. It's only called the parish Meruba Parish. When something is found in the street, separate from its source. Then you have a right to say, well, Mestamet came from the Reif. Because we put everything into one equation. You have 90% kosher, this is probably kosher. But if you actually purchase it from one of the stores, each store is a separate entity. It's kavua. It's set in its place. There's no mix-up in the stores. It's not like you're evaluating, you're looking at the entire meat supply of the city and saying, well, 90% of the city is fine. So this meat found the street is fine. Here you're looking at the store as a separate institution. Each store is a separate institution. You're relating to an institution. I bought from the store. I don't know which store I went to. So you can't bundle a bunch of all the stores together and say, well, 9 out of 10 is good. Each store is independent of the next one. He doesn't mix with it. He doesn't identify with the other stores. What then? So it's a straight out Suffolk. I'm not sure which one of these stores I went to. It's like a 50-50 chance. Here as well. You went to the Mokim where the Aseres HaShvatim were taken to. This is their domain, their territory. In this case, don't say, well, we'll follow majority. It's 50-50. Therefore, you have to be cheshish that perhaps this Mekadesh was Jewish. So again, although there were many goyim in those areas as well, but since it's a makam, it's their makam kvius, it's his domain, he doesn't mix with the rest, each one has an independent identity, each person is reckoned for himself. So it's a plain out suffix. Are you Jewish or not? 50-50. It's a b'cheshish v'kiddush. Where is the makam of Aseres HaShvatim? The pasuk describes it. D'omar v'ava bar kahana. V'yanchem. This was by Asher. He took them to all these places, b'chalach, b'chover, nargoizen, v'ari modayich. So what are these places? Chalach, that's Zechilozin, this place called Chilozin. What's the other place? V'chavur, zu chadayev. Nahar goizen, that's another place, zu ginzak. V'ari modai, that's another place, zu chemdan, v'chavriseh, the main city, chemdan, all the villages, cities around it. V'amilo, others say, zu nihar, v'chavriseh. Who are the Chaveris? What are these towns called? The Chaveriseo Man? How do we... what are those other towns called? Amar Shmuel, Krach, Mushche, Chitki, Vidumki. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Mekulun, Lefsul. All these places contain Mamzerim. Why? Because of a concern that they're Aseres HaShvatim, they're Mamzerim. Mixed in with the Goyim and married his family, whatever it is. So this was who speaking? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Vasi. So earlier in his life, Rabbi Yehuda learned by Rav Asi, and he quoted this halacha in his name. And what's the chiddush here? That a Yisrael who produces a child from a goyish woman, that child is considered Jewish, a problematic Jew, a mamzer, but Jewish nevertheless. Here comes a chiddush. Ki amrisa kamidah Shmuel. After Rav Asi's passing, Rabbi Yehuda proceeded and learned by Shmuel. He says, look, I presented Rav Asi, my former Rebbe, is halacha to Shmuel, that a child born from a non-Jewish woman can have a din of Yisrael. He says, no, absolutely not. Amalisi, he tells him like this. Let's take a look at the Psukim. Psukim in Dvarim Zayin. Don't intermarry, says the Pasuk. Why? Because he's going to take your son away from you. Don't allow a non-Jew to marry your daughter because he's going to take away your son. He's going to take him away from Yiddishkeit. That doesn't say she's going to take away your son. It says he's going to take your son away, your grandson. Why? Very simple. Because if it's a she, meaning your son married a guy, that guy, she woman's son is hers. He identifies with her. So that's why the pasuk doesn't say, don't worry, that don't be concerned, she'll take away your son. Because if it's her son, then it's hers, it's not yours. It's not Jewish. Right? So the pasuk speaking to a grandfather, don't allow your children to intermarry. Because that grandchild will be taken away from Yiddishkeit. He will take your grandchild away. Because your daughter had a child. Even from a guy, that child is Jewish. The pasuk doesn't say, when you allow your son to marry his daughter, that daughter of a guy will take that child away from Yiddishkeit. She's not taking away anything. Her child is Goyish. So we learn from here, Amar le bincha ba min Yisrael is kor bincha. Your child, your grandchild, born from a Yisraelis, a Jewish woman, that child relates to you. He's Jewish. The key is the mother. Ve'in bincha, haba mina ovedes kecham kari bincha. Whereas a child coming from even this kechav, that doesn't relate to the grandfather. Ela bana, it's hers. He's not a Yisrael. Therefore, says Shmuel, what's the concern? Oved kechav approaches a Jewish woman as mekadesh. Leave it alone. It's nothing. It's invalid. Maybe he's from the Seres HaShvatim. Well, too late. So Seres HaShvatim married the Oidos Kechavim, the non-Jewish woman, that should not go him. Asks the Gemara. Okay, that addresses that side of the equation. What about Vayikah Bonis? What about the Jewish girls that were forced to live with the Goyim? That got mixed in with the Goyim. So the Bonis of the Seres HaShvatim, their children, are Yisraelim. So perhaps we should be concerned that the guy that was Mekadesh was a Jewish-born child. Vamar Ravina, didn't Ravina tell us? Shmami, we learn from the Psukim that we just explained, Ben Bitcha, Ba, Min Avid Gecham, Kar Bencha. The son of your daughter, who married a guy, that son is called your son, he's Jewish. The mother sets the tone. Jewish mother, Jewish child. So perhaps this man is a descendant of that union. Gemiru, we have a Kabbalah, we have a fact. The Bansa Dahudara, the Jewish girls in that time, when they went into Golis, Golis HaSeres HaShvatim, Itztaru Yitztaru. Their rechem, their womb, got split in the way that they were unable to have children. And therefore, it was unfeasible for this scenario to develop, to unfold. Igad Amri is another version of this last exchange. Ki Amrisa Kamei De Shmuel. Ravida says, when I approached Shmuel with this chiddush, that the descendants of the Aseres HaShvatim are considered Jewish, Amrali, he tells me, no concern. When it comes to Kedushin, invalid. Lo Yizazu Misham, because the Bezdin in that time didn't leave, meaning they wouldn't move away until they insisted on concluding the halacha as follows, Acha Asum Oiv De Kechavim Gemur Mihir. They considered the Aseres HaShvatim, because they strayed, they converted, they considered them to be pure Oiv De Kechavim, without any ability to be Mekadosh and Isha, that's it. Some say this is Apir Ruch HaKodesh. Whatever the reason is, they consider them to be non-Jews. Shenamar Ba'Hashem Ba'Godu Ki Bonim Zorim Yolodu. They rebelled in Hashem, they strayed. Their children are not considered Jewish children. Ki Bonim Zorim Yolodu. The descendants are considered strayed and estranged and don't identify as Jewish. Some of Farshim learn, specifically when it comes to Kedushin, because the Kedushin is always Adaita the Rabbanon, right? We say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Chacham invalidated their Kedushin. So bottom line is, Ovid Kechav Meshe Kiddush Bizman Hazeh, no concern. So what did we learn today? We started with Tzoras Ereva, Chalikis B'Sham and B'Shilal. They thought Rabbi Yosef ben Harkness was the one who spread the Halacha, like Bishamai. Turns out it was just his brother, and they ended up challenging his brother, and he was very impressed with Rabbi Akiva. Three halachas we learned from Chagai Hanavi, Tzoras Abbasis Aser, in Amani Moyev, they separate the portions for the Ani Ashmita, and regarding the cities, the nations, the Karduyim and Tarmudim, they're considered to be Goyim Gemurim, and eligible for Gerus. They had all Shailim, Karduyim and Kartuyim and Tarmudim, different Shitois, and then the Gemara concluded that their concern in any of these towns is because of either the Goyim or the Avadim who were Baal Bas Yisrael, in which case the blood is a Mamzer. We spoke about the fact that the Goyim attacked the Bnei Yisrael, they attacked the Sefer Torah, and then we had an interesting Machlekes at the end of the Sugya regarding the reverse situation. A Yisrael who lived with an Ovedes Kechavim, what happens to that child? According to one Shita, child is Yisrael, Yisrael Mamzer. According to Shmuel and Ravina, Maskana Sagamora, that it all depends on the mother's identity. Mother's a Jew, child's a Jew. Otherwise, there's no concern at all, and therefore, Bezman Hazeh, Ovedes Kechavim is Mekadesh Isha, Ein Choshishin LeKedushin. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.